Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I bid you welcome. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I am a pastor. I have a Master of Science degree, a doctorate in pastoral psychology, 22 years experience. I've been on the air now for 22 years. I've written 12 books. Actually, I've written more, but 12, you know, books that are out there that you can get at Amazon or wherever. And here I am, ladies and gentlemen. I am a resource. You are lucky to have me. Let's begin by talking about relationships. I'm looking at the New York Times. Here's an article in the New York Times. It says, more Americans rejecting marriage in 50s and beyond. Over the past, it says, it mentions a lady, and it says she has joined the growing number of men and women in their 50s and 60s who are opting out of marriage and venturing into old age on their own. Over the past 20 years, the divorce rate among baby boomers has surged by more than 50%. At the same time, more adults are remaining single. The shift is changing the traditional portrait of older Americans. About a third of adults, listen to this, about a third of adults aged, that means one out of three, of adults ages 46 through 64 were divorced, separated, or had never been married in 2010, compared to 13% in 1970. Sociologists expect these numbers to rise sharply in coming decades. Younger people who have far lower rates of marriage than elders move into middle age. Well, the article goes on about the consequences, and it says, for example, that in the past, when someone began to get older, he or she would have a spouse to help care for them. Now they're going to have to fend for themselves. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, when you look, and it's this way over in Europe quite a bit. Or if you go to big cities like New York or San Francisco, a lot of single people. So you have a lot of single people and you have a lot of single older people. Okay? Now, why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing it up for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm going to look at it from two different angles. One is marriage. And I'm going to tell you one of the benefits of marriage, and you'll never guess what that benefit is. You'll never guess, but I know because I've been looking at this now for decades, and it may be an eye opener for you. So listen up, especially you young people, listen up. And then I'm going to look at it from the viewpoint of stress. I'm going to talk about stress and how to cope with stress because I happen to be an expert on that subject. And I'm going to tell you about my book, and I'm also going to tell you about a book by someone else who is, he's regarded to be the world's greatest living marriage coach. Okay, so have I intrigued you? All right, let's talk about relationships, shall we, and marriage. Now, as a pastor, you can imagine that I am in favor of marriage. And I'm in favor of all the things that pastors are traditionally in favor of. I'm in favor of waiting until you get married to consummate the marriage. I'm in favor of courtship rather than divorce, Of course, I'm in favor of courtship rather than dating, rather than casual dating. What's the difference between courtship and casual dating? I will tell you. And then I will tell you why. What is a very great benefit of marriage, especially for men. And then I'll tell you a couple of great benefits of marriage for the ladies. Now, please stay tuned. If you're living together, that's fine. Everybody is welcome. We're just talking here. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor. I have a lot of resources for you. I have many, many articles for you to read about various topics, and of course about the perennial favorite, relationships. Relationships. Now, some of you don't have a good uncle or a good aunt or a very wise father that you can go to for some good old-fashioned advice. So, fortunately, you have me. Here I am on the radio. And of course, I also am available for consultation. And you can read my books, especially my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You really have to read that book. It is so good. I cannot tell you how good the book is. But let's talk a little bit about... let's begin when I said the difference between courtship and casual dating. Now, dating is just as it said, dating, casual dating, and I'm not in favor of it. I'm not in favor of one-on-one casual dating, period, okay? But I am in favor of courtship. Now, what does courtship mean? Courtship means that when you go out with a young man or a young lady, it's for the definite purpose of saying, is this young man or this young lady, see, someone that I want to get married to? And that's the purpose, is to find out what kind of a person they are. The purpose is marriage. You're looking for someone to get married. Whereas casual dating is just dating or hooking up or something like that. You see the difference? Casual dating is just dating, whereas courtship is if you go out with someone, it's for the purpose of checking them out to see if they're to be married. And if it's not someone that it's quite obvious that maybe they're a nice person, but you're not going to get married to them, then it's over. Okay? That's what courtship is about. That's the way it used to be. All right. Now, I also want to say that, you say, well, then how can people date? Well, how do people? Well, you know, people go to church or they go to activities. See? And then you can get together with three or four or five other people. You know, a couple of couples, two boys and two girls, or three boys and three girls. You know, like that. Go out in a group, bowling in a group, skiing in a group, going to a concert, things like that. But this business of getting in a car with one person, one man, going out, I'm not in favor of it. I'm not in favor of it. Now, of course, when you're older, you know, if you're 40 years old or 50 years old, and I guess at that point the two of you could go out alone together, but please, if you wouldn't mind, make it courtship. Make it to see if this is a person to get married to, rather than just casual dating. There's a big difference. See if you can frame that in your mind and kind of think about it a little bit. Now, let's talk about marriage. What is the benefit of marriage? Well, the benefit, ladies and gentlemen, and this is not something that you're going to expect to hear, the benefit is that you will learn to grow up. You can learn to be unselfish. See, you can mature and learn to be unselfish. And there's even a greater benefit. And that is to work out your differences. Marriage is an institution ordained by God, and it's for the purpose of bringing children into the world, and it's also a proper framework within which to work out your differences. Now, you're going to need a little background here. You're going to have to get my book and read it. Here's the background. Here is the metaphysical, psycho-spiritual background. This is probably going over your head. The vast majority of people just don't get it, but maybe some of you will. If you do, it's worthwhile for me to say it for those few of you who have an ear to hear. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the human race has a history. See, you are not born a clean slate, as it were. You come, you inherit a certain nature. You inherit this nature from your parents. They inherited it from their parents, and so forth, all the way back to Adam and Eve. Now, you'll remember in the Garden of Eden, Adam was there and Eve. And everything was fine. It was paradise. The serpent came along and spoke to Eve, took Eve aside. See, if the serpent had talked to Adam, Adam would have suspected something amiss. He would have gone to God and said, God, there's this serpent over here, and he's saying some things. See? But Adam approached the woman. And he cast doubt into her mind. He said, did God really tell you not to eat of this tree, and so on and so forth? Well, then Eve went to Adam, and she basically suggested, dangled a temptation in front of him. And he liked the idea of eating of that fruit and becoming a big man. He liked that idea. He was ambitious, And so he used the woman, to support his pride, his ego, his ambition. And so they ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. See, and if you look around you today, isn't knowledge big business? You know, look at all the books and all the libraries and all the universities. Look at how the lives of young people are being absorbed into these massive universities, where it costs tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars for them to sit there and stare at a book, see, and go from class to class and listen to some boring person and then take a test and write a term paper and then another test and another term paper. And when they're all done, see, they come out of college worse than when they went in. So it's big business. But it's the idea of becoming something through education. And that's the same lie that the serpent spoke to Eve is being spoken today. They're always telling you, you can become big, you can become powerful, you can become wealthy, you can become famous through education. And some people spend their whole life pursuing degrees, pursuing knowledge. They become addicted to it, see? Well, Adam went for it, but when he did, they changed. They changed dramatically. They changed physically, even, because of this sin. And henceforth, things were different from that point on. I'll tell you more after this important announcement. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? You have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues, mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting. You type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately. with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.tk. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I am available for counseling, and I recommend that you take advantage of my being here. There's not a lot of people that have understanding like I do and that offer counseling at such an affordable price. Really, really very, very affordable. From the convenience of your home or office, too, incidentally. Now, let's continue with the story of the Garden of Eden. I said that marriage is a framework within which we can learn to be unselfish and where we can work out our differences. Now, I took back to the Garden of Eden, and I showed you how Eve tempted Adam, and he went for her temptation. He could have said no. He could have said no, Eve. He could have said no. Father said that we're not to eat of this tree here, so let's just not eat of it. He could have said no, but he didn't. He went for the temptation. And then he changed. Initially, before, Adam was imperishable. He and Eve would have lived forever in the Garden of Eden, in a paradise on earth. Instead, they changed, and they inherited a life that leads to death. Now, we are born inheriting the nature of Adam and Eve. We have bodies that were, instead of perpetual renewal, we have to reproduce to make replacement bodies so that when we're gone, so there will be another body to replace us. And the other thing is that we deteriorate. And with few exceptions, although there are exceptions, we end up dying, see, which, and that, what does it say in the Bible? It said that death is the wages of sin. So now that's what we inherit. That's the way we are born, inheriting this, and we inherit a pride, a natural pride. And men tend to be a little vicious and a little bit beastly, and women tend to be a little bit naughty. Yes, when they're little children, women are rather angelic, but then later they have a little bit of Eve in them. They can be confusing and tempting and so on. And so now you see the difference between men and women. Now, a very nice man, who I had alluded to earlier, this world-famous marriage coach, his name is John Gray. He wrote the book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Have you heard of it? Of course. It's a million seller. Very popular. You can find it at any library. You should read it. Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. It's an excellent title because there are differences between men and women. Over in Sweden and Norway and places like that, they're trying to make everybody, they're trying to pretend that that there are no differences, but there are differences. And I've already told you that it began in the Garden of Eden. So now, here we are, inheriting these fallen bodies that are destined for the life that leads to death, and with a naughty nature, a concupiscent nature. I'll tell you more after this announcement. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes.
The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did.
Yes, yes indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Get the meditation. It's very good. The web address will be given at the end of the program. So now, let me just give you in a nutshell why marriage is a benefit. You see, if you don't get married, if you just live together, or if you just stay single, you never have to face your own fallen nature, your own weakness. See, when we're single, we can be selfish. I know, because I was single before I got married, so I know. So don't tell me that single people, can't be a bit self-indulgent and selfish. See, when you don't have to, there's a big difference between living alone and being with someone, being married to someone. And there's a difference between living together and being married to someone. There's a commitment involved. Now, if we are to work out the ancient enmity between... See, so now look, have you ever noticed how... look, you ladies, have you noticed how you can't help but judge men? You see their weakness. You see their weakness, and you can't help but judge them. Then you feel guilty for your judgment, so you serve them and you're nice to them. And then they take advantage, see? They use you, and then you resent them again and hate them and judge them. And then, see what I mean? A man can come into the room and you can watch him for a while, and then you spot his weakness. You see his weakness. And even your own father may have been decent but weak, see? Tempts you to become judgmental and contemptuous even, which is not good for you. And you get the power, and the man becomes weaker. And when you get married, you think that your love will make him into a prince, and instead he becomes more of an oaf, more of a frog. See, he goes downhill. Your love makes him more selfish, mostly. See how that works? So it's just like the Garden of Eden. Eve's love, her temptation, tempted Adam in the promise of glory and greatness and being a big man and doing it all on his own and thumbing his nose at God and so on and so forth. He went for that, and then you see the result of it. And that's why marriages all begin with, or relationships begin, living together begin with... You know, people think they're going to be happy forever or what have you, and it turns out, and then becomes a living hell. So then some people say, well, we just won't get married. We'll just live together. And other people say, I won't even get married. But you see, you won't grow. It's very rare. I know there are certain people, maybe, Paul or someone in the, there's some nice priests and some nice nuns, and there are some nice single people who remain single their whole life, and they have a calling. See, they have a calling, and they are, for whatever reason, that's the way they are. But for the vast majority of us, see, that's the exception rather than the rule. See, maybe you're the exception, but most likely you're like everybody else. And for you, if you get married, then you'll have to face your weakness. See, your wife will ferret it out, your husband will ferret it out. And you'll have to look at yourself, and you'll have to grow. And children come along, and you can't be selfish anymore. You'll have to be unselfish, so you'll grow. Yes, maybe you'll suffer. Like the old joke, marriage is a three-ring circus. First the wedding engagement ring, then the wedding ring, then the suffering. Okay, so you get married, then you suffer. But you can grow. If you handle it right, you can grow. So, why don't you get my book? It explains it all. I can't say it all in one program. My book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's on Amazon. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. I'll be right back.
This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of the newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, help me out, if you would. Please write to me if you have a question. Send me the question, or email me. Send me a question by email. And if you'd like, send a little donation by mail. I need the help. I don't work for a church. I'm all alone, and I'm solely supported by people who listen to my program or visit my website. So help me out. You'll be helping a worthwhile cause. And stay tuned next time. I'll tell you more about relationships. See, what's changed is that women are under more stress now than ever before. Women are unhappier and they're under more stress. And I want to talk about that. It's a very, very, very important topic. So please listen in again next time. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.